Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Whoa. I like to imagine people look up to the suite and they go, who are those people in the suite? Who are those people in that box watching that sporting match?
Ain't nothing sweeter than the suite life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about S-U-I-T-E life.
Yeah.
That's fun with spelling right there.
Yeah.
One of the two of us is watching an NHL hockey game from a luxury suite tonight. Spoiler alert, it's not me.
So it must be me then. I'm taking my beautiful bride to the game tonight. She has never been to an NHL game in her life.
Never?
No.
Wow, that's wild.
No, she's never been to one.
Wow, all those years in Calgary and Edmonton and not once?
Not a single time. Up until probably maybe a year ago, she could not care less about hockey. But now I've noticed a couple of times that we've started watching the game together at home, and then I get up to go to bed, and she's still watching it. I can hear it.
Ooh, maybe when you go to bed at night, she's really kind of reading deep into all the stats. And
oh, she probably knows Corsi stats. She probably knows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to take her to the game tonight, and she's just going to start rifling off stuff to all the people around? You're going to be like, what?
She's going
to
be... I thought you meant like throwing food from the suite into...
No, she'll be rifling off statistics and fun facts and... Oh, man, she's probably going to school you. She's probably going to embarrass you.
Probably. I know nothing about it, really. Like, I know a little bit about hockey. A little bit. I'm no Louis DeBrusque. Who is a treasure? I like Louis DeBrusque.
Friend of the show.
Is he? Oh, yeah, because I met him one day. Like, it was out of context.
And I've chatted with him on the phone, too.
He is a nice guy, but I met him one day, and it was so weird. I was so embarrassed because we're standing in line at a thing to get something to eat. And like it was a buffet line, and he was standing right next to me, and he said hi to me. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm Garner, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, oh, yeah, my name's Louis. And I had no idea who he was. And then afterwards, it's like, oh, my God, that was Louis DeBrusque.
He looks like he could still beat everybody up.
He is thick.
He's a big boy.
Like his upper body, it looks like he could tear your head off and throw it over a school.
That's how he made the NHL.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He was what they call an enforcer.
He was.
So you're watching the game tonight from a luxury suite. And as much as you would like to sit there and be like, oh, you know what? I much prefer to sit in the crowd. I like to sit with everybody else.
Yeah.
It's way better in a suite.
You know what it is about the suite? My favorite part about watching a hockey game or a concert from the suite is... You don't have to measure how many beer you've had because, like, obviously, if you have to drive home, you want to kind of keep track of that. But when I'm just sitting in a row of seats, I'm very aware of, oh my God, I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom and everybody's going to have to stand. Where is the suite? You just go to the bathroom.
Almost nobody uses the seats in a suite.
Yeah.
Like almost everyone prefers to stand and chat. Not me. I like to sit down, but
yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a couple hockey games and a couple concerts from suites and, it's definitely way better.
Yeah.
Not to sound like an elitist, but it's pretty sweet.
You did it again.
No pun intended.
That's good. That's good.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
If you've never been to a luxury suite before and you're like, God, what is it like up in there? Go to Loop City.
It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing. It's the luxury suite of quick oil changes.
Yeah, yeah. And not only just oil changes, they'll do some maintenance on your car. They'll swap your tires over when it comes time for that, when you want to get rid of the winter, when you want to punt your winters into the sun and put your summer tires back. They'll do that for you. They also have a service where they will come to you, but you got to book that early.
To change your tires?
Yeah.
That just seems insanely smart.
It does seem insanely smart.
Do they have a website where you can go to find these deals and information?
I believe that just yesterday they put up a website.
Oh, wow.
No, they've had a website for years.
Oh.
You know where it is?
No.
On the internet.
Oh, that makes sense.
LubeCity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
Do you sometimes feel like we have trouble focusing?
No.
Because that show this morning, it was all over the road.
From birthdays to air mattresses to bad parents.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
And as it turns out, every single one of us is walking around working on something from our past. It's not just you. Almost everyone is walking around with a bent frame of some sort these days.
Yeah, and you can trace those breadcrumbs back to your parents most of the time.
When was the last time we talked about something that we got this much response on? Like, we were just talking about, you know, parenting fails. Not just sort of the things that, and maybe you're doing the same thing to your kids now.
Yeah, some are more serious than others.
Yeah.
You know, like one came in of, you know, this couple lost their 3-year-old in a Costco.
Uh-huh.
Not ideal.
No, not ideal, but that kid's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be fine.
Then there are other ones that come in where you're like, ooh.
Like this one that came in yesterday, my mom would buy me clothes that were not my taste, guilt trip me to wear them, and then proceed to tell me I look ugly in them. Very confusing time as a teenage girl.
Oh, well, if it's one thing I know about teenage girls is that they're not self-conscious at all.
Well, then there was this one. Good morning. My father bent my frame as a young 14-year-old girl. I was getting ready to go out caroling one Christmas with some friends, but I was too cool for ski pants. Who wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to wear tights under my jeans to stay warm. I was doing my makeup in the bathroom, having not put my jeans on yet. My dad walked by and then doubled back. He starts stomping his foot and clapping and singing Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Ooh.
I was mortified and devastated. My dad just told me I had a huge butt, and at 14, not the confidence boost I needed. We laugh about it now, but at the time, I was so upset.
Oh, boy. So 14, that's junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's when you want to hear comments about your body.
That's a tough one. Oh, boy.
Man, this one, though, this one goes way back in time. This is a good one, though. In 1991, I came back from the first Gulf War.
Wow.
I returned to England, walked into my home where my parents lived, only to find out they had moved. Nobody told me. There was no letter that arrived prior to me returning. The house was freshly painted. There was new furniture. I just thought, hey, my parents had splurged, but they had moved.
Wow. Yikes. So you just kicked down the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking I'm home.
You got that here, you know, your green backpack over your shoulder. You just think you're going to surprise everybody with a homecoming, and nope, nothing.
Your parents failing to tell you that they moved from your childhood home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad bounce. That's tough. I could see why maybe you would take that a little hard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Wow!
I think, this one right here, it just says weird sleeper / bent frame story. So this combines our two passions. Talking about people who sleep weird and people who have emotional baggage from their childhood.
I like that. Two birds, one stone.
Uh-huh. When I was about 8 years old, my sister and I were babysat by my aunt at her house. Fun thing about her house, she collected clown figurines and had a whole room full of them. At one point, we went into the living room and we were talking to her but getting no response. That's when we learned she can sleep with her eyes open in a house full of clowns. Yeah, that'll mess you up. 8 years old?
Yeah, it's a lot of bad imagery. One, all the clowns. Two, Your aunt sleeping with her eyes open.
Ugh.
This is another topic I like too. Didn't we just discuss this, how long you just sort of lived with something you don't even notice anymore, you just sort of live with it? This is kind of what this story is. In the early 90s, my grandma decided that my brother and I should have bunk beds.
Mm.
So she ordered them, and my parents got rid of our old beds, only to have the bunk beds put on back order. We had to sleep on air mattresses for 7 months.
Ooh. Air mattress.
It's a good thing you were a kid, because if you have to be an air mattress adult, your back, you'll never recover.
That'd be 7 months of waking up in the middle of the night on the floor,
oh,
having to repump it up.
Oof.
Forget about it. I've never met an air mattress that actually works well.
Well,
you give it two or three sleeps and then boom.
Oh, yeah.
There's a slow leak.
I consider it a good air mattress if you can make it through the night and you don't have a shoulder digging into the floor.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Let's continue to talk about that person, you know, who just sleeps really weird. Just a freak sleeper. We were talking about this yesterday. We had Julie on. Five pillows. It's too many pillows, Julia. It's way too many pillows.
On one hand, it does seem like too many pillows. On the other hand, it just sounds like a cocoon of...
Yeah.
But then down Shane, pillow.
Shane called in and was bragging about how he can sleep anywhere. He could just sleep. He could sleep for 8 hours just sitting in his car.
Oh, I can't do that.
Which would be weird if you walked by that in a parking lot. You'd be like, knock, knock, knock. Is that guy dead?
Especially if he's an ugly sleeper, you know, like mouth wide open, eyes partially open.
Oh, that's the worst. Ever seen somebody sleep with their eyes kind of open?
Oh, it's freaky.
Yeah. This person texted and said, I'm not a weird sleeper, but my husband's friend used to be before he got a girlfriend. He's a grown man and refused to buy a bed. The dude used to just sleep on the floor, not even on a mattress, on the floor. Just straight up floor slept.
Wow.
He figured sleeping was a waste of time.
Ooh.
So if he got 4 hours on the floor, he felt like he should get up and do more productive stuff. Things changed after he got a girlfriend. He's more normal, and they did the quotes on normal now. Ha ha. Wow.
How do you live your life sleeping on a floor every day thinking that this is the way to go?
Well, you go back to somebody's place and there's no bed anywhere. Oh. I would just assume they were squatting.
Yeah, mattress right on the floor.
This guy didn't even have a mattress on the floor.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just throwing sleep away like that. Sleep is the best part of my life. It's not even close.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
What are you? Hey.
Sleep is the best part of your life?
Sleep is amazing.
Well,
when you do it properly?
Yes.
And sleeping on a floor, sans mattress, that's not doing it right.
Okay.
Enjoy, embrace your sleep.
But do you like the part of the day where your eyes are open and you're moving around?
That's the worst part of my day.
Oh boy. Bryce, you and I need to have a little chat backstage. It's going to be okay, pal.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
But somebody had texted in and said that they had slept on an air mattress in Holland last year and said it was the best sleep they ever had. Are you kidding? An air mattress? Really? And then everybody started texting in. Everybody's in love with air mattresses. Somebody else said, we've been staying at my parents' house for the last couple of weeks while our house is being renovated. We're sleeping on a queen-sized air mattress with a memory foam topper. It's only deflated very slightly a couple of times. I think I may have discovered something about myself on the show today. I think I have learned that I have a passion for air mattress reviews. I think that after the show today, I'm going to log into my Amazon account and just while away the afternoon reading air mattress reviews. Come on. Oh, somebody else too. I can't find the text right now, but this one stood out earlier today too. We were just weird sleeping habits. This person said they prefer to sleep on a pull-out couch, a hide-a-bed. Nobody enjoys that. What is going on with you? Do you just not think you deserve a comfortable bed? There is no such thing as a comfortable hide-a-bed. Prove me wrong.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Here's some good news for you. Maybe this will put a smile on your face. Somebody just texted and said, hey guys, ham is on sale again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Always gotta love it. Collect those hams.
Mm-hmm.
Save them for later.
I can't remember what this person's name was, though. I think they texted in when we were talking a few weeks ago, hey, what are you hoarding? When we were discussing that. And I think they said at one point when ham went on sale before Christmas, they bought like 17 hams, but then they ate a few of them during Hamuary and February.
Be honest, if you saw someone at the grocery store with a cart full of 17 hams,
mm-hmm.
you'd have questions. There'd be some judgment behind those eyes.
I'd be like, oh my God, you're going to be so thirsty. You're not going to be able to get your ring off. You're going to be retaining water. Oh, it's Kaylee. Thank you, Kaylee. They are listening right now. Hey guys, ham is on sale again. So I wrote back and I'm like, how many are you buying this time around? And they said two more to replace the ones we ate in January and February. So if I've done the math right, Kaylee, you must be back up to between 14 and 16 hams again, somewhere in there.
Wow. A ham a month.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for the heads up. So everybody, ham is on sale. There you go. That's the beauty of live radio right there.
Yeah, you need to know when and if hams are on sale, and we got your back.
Yeah. Another do you want to talk about air mattresses or wishing people happy birthday on social media?
I don't think I got much in the tank left for air mattresses. So.
Oh, I got so much to say about air mattresses.
But... Let's do the birthday.
Do you, my question for you, Bryce, do you do birthday greetings on Facebook or any of your social media? Do you wish people a happy birthday?
Maybe there's maybe like 10 people that I will say happy birthday to. I don't know why.
I know.
I feel bad because I kind of pick and choose, but for the most part, it's a no.
I've kind of stopped too. It just becomes too much. I can't think of witty things to say, and it's like there's at least one person every day that you have to find a funny gif or a meme for. You have to type.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. It's become a burden.
Yeah.
It's become a burden is what it is, and I don't know what it is, because I said this out loud, and you were on the same. Every time I open Facebook right now, someone we know, it's their birthday today, and that's all I'm seeing in my feed
what
are
is
birthday
that?
Messages.
Because the same thing was happening to me. I have four friends having birthdays today, but yet it's that one person I keep seeing the birthday greet. And somebody's going to say, it's the algorithms. I don't care.
I don't want to appear petty, but it makes me want to wish them a happy birthday a little less.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm going to withhold a birthday greeting for that person, even though she is an absolute 100% delight. I'm not going to wish her a happy birthday on social media. It's like I was saying, I have four friends with birthdays today. What am I supposed to do? Take a vacation day and just sit at home and wish people happy birthday on Facebook?
Look at this. Someone just texted and said, I use birthday notifications on Facebook as a way to weed out non-friends. If I wouldn't wish them a happy birthday, I delete them.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's not a bad system. Whoa.
So do you ever do this, Bryce? Let me just follow up question when it comes to wishing people happy birthday. Let's just use Facebook as an example. On your actual birthday, Bryce Kelly, when you go to bed that night and you're looking at your phone and scanning through your feed, do you cross-reference your list of friends with the list of people that posted a birthday greeting and then... Do you question yourself and have a sleepless night wondering why the rest of them never wished you a happy birthday?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
You know, I have a very hard line in the sand. You're either a friend or an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And if by 9:30 p.m. on February 10th, my birthday, if there's not a happy birthday wish on my Facebook wall, guess what list you just made?
The naughty list.
The enemy list.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
And then do you delete them as a friend?
No, I keep on to them and just, I don't wish them a happy birthday so they can feel the sting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's going sure great.
Yeah. So nothing left in the tank for air mattress chat?
I mean, if you got something to say.
No, I don't really right now. I'm sure I will in a few minutes though.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We're talking about birthday greetings on social media. Do you wish, like every day, it's like you open Facebook, for instance, and it's there's every day there's somebody who needs a birthday greeting. Every single, do you wish people a happy birthday on social media? What are your rules for it? My rule will now be, if I don't see you face to face at least twice a month, you're not getting a birthday greeting from me on social media. I'll think about you for exactly 4 seconds when I see that it's your birthday. But I just, it would become a full-time job to have to do that every day for every single person in your friends list. Corey says, my brother, 5 years younger than me, and I have the same birthday. He always gets happy birthdays from family and mutual friends, and I don't. I don't know how to feel about that. Corey, just continue to feel bad about it. I don't know what that is. 5 years younger? Is he still like just a baby? Maybe that's why he gets all the attention. Trevor, listening in the thriving metropolis of Rorkerton, Manitoba, Goose Hunter's Paradise. Thank you for listening in Manitoba, Trevor. Trevor says, the worst is when people announce their birthday week on Facebook. Very cringe. Yeah, remember when birthdays used to just be one day? Now it's an entire week? Remember? Somebody else said, listing your birthday on social media is just attention whoring.
Wow.
Is it? Look, I don't make a big deal out of my birthday, but I will admit I do feel special on my birthday. I feel like the only person in the world that's ever had a birthday on my birthday. But then I crash real hard the next day when it's all over and I hear that someone else is having a birthday that day and mine's now like 24 hours in the past. That sucks.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You know what I'm thinking about right now? That you're a lying liar, Bryce Kelly.
Well, I mean, probably.
Well, no, we were talking a few minutes ago about do you wish people a happy birthday on Facebook? Or is it just too much work?
Very few on my list.
You said you withhold birthday greetings.
Very few, yeah.
And now you and I have the same friend on Facebook who she's celebrating her birthday today, who just wished her a happy birthday. Bryce Kelly.
Well, I didn't actually say the words happy birthday. If you look closely, I'll bring my lawyer in on this one.
It says yippee.
Yep. Wow. Loophole.
Yeah, I guess so. Does anybody, are you one of those people, like maybe you've got 400 friends on you. That means you're probably having to wish somebody a happy birthday every single day of the year. Do you wish people happy birthday on social media? I've kind of given up now.
I think I have about 10.
Yeah.
And I feel bad saying that out loud because then there'll be a lot of people being like, wait a minute, he didn't wish me one. How did it come? I didn't make the cut. But that's the way life is, yeah. Man. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Am I one of the 10? Do I get a birthday greeting from Bryce Kelly? I can't even remember.
I think you do.
Somebody said, I don't even wish my husband a birthday greeting on Facebook anymore.
Ooh.
Nobody gets one.
Okay.
Well, you know what? My wife does not wish me a happy birthday on Facebook either. I'd be lying if I said that it didn't hurt a little bit. Because she does still wish other people a happy birthday on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Because this one, yeah, she was saying that she wishes nobody. Yeah. So it's just a hard line in the sand. But, ooh, you're not on your wife's list.
Nope.
Oh, my.
Oh, hey, look at this one, too. This one says, hey, this is also Trevor listening from Oak Bank, Manitoba.
Beautiful.
Hello to Trevor, too, in wherever he was in Manitoba. Are we the official radio station of Trevor's in Manitoba?
Oak Bank, Manitoba.
Other Trevor is in Rorkerton, Manitoba. In case you guys want to get together and hold a Trevor's of Manitoba annual meeting or something like that, maybe you should start a club. Everybody named Trevor in Manitoba.
Oak Bank is basically Winnipeg.
Is it?
Yeah, don't try and pull the wool over my eyes.
I think Rorkerton might be very, very rural. So you're probably going to have to open two chapters, sort of an urban chapter of the Trevor Club and a rural chapter of the Trevor Club.
I'm glad to have two Trevors from Manitoba in here. Manitoba is a province we need to show more love to.
I think you're right.
The often forgotten, often skipped Manitoba.
I have not set foot in Winnipeg in my entire life.
Me neither.
I shouldn't talk about that on the radio. It makes me feel like I'm not Canadian.
Not even an airport.
No, I've been to the airport.
I've never even had a layover there.
I'd never ventured off the airport property, and I was probably there for 2 hours maybe, but that's all I've seen.
God, the good, hardworking people of Winnipeg, Canada.
Can you claim to have been to a city if you've only been to the airport?
I work on a theory that you can judge a city based on its airport. So
really?
I feel like, yes.
Okay.
Was it an impressive airport, do you remember?
The Winnipeg airport?
Yeah. I find it to be a reflection of the city.
It looked like an airport to me.
Okay, I can read between the lines.
Nothing really stood out for me.
Oh my.
But the interior of an airport, they all kind of look the same. It's like, oh, I wonder if this airport has a Hudson's News. Oh yes, there it is. I wonder if this airport has a gift shop that sells neck pillows. There they are.
Because listen to that. Like, rarely are you in a beautiful city that has a garbage airport.
True.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.